Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We probably played this clip 30-plus times in the last 4 years or so. And John just went and got the computer, and it's been corrupted. But luckily, it's online, so we're finding it again. It's local CBS News, but it was a national news feed. And this aired all over the country, where they said mercury, the new study show, is good for your brain. Of course, the study didn't really say that. It doesn't matter to these people. And there was one a few months ago where MSNBC was saying that poison food and lead paint on toys was good for America. He's trying to find that right now. Because I know if we can't play it for you, you're not going to believe us. Who would believe it? But Murphy's Law is both those clips have been corrupted. Out of thousands on the computer, it's those clips. C'est la vie. Bob in Florida, then we'll go to Richard and many others. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm glad to meet you. Thank God I've actually, I just came across you for the first time like a month ago. And I got your name and your website from a guy out of Canada. And I've been putting together a website for the past 2 years on all this information and really never kind of came across your information. And it's funny, you know, again, I was listening to you the other day and was hearing how you were saying you felt like you were unappreciated and alone. And I tell you, you're not. You're not at all.
Well, I mean, I've been under the weather, so that tends to lean towards dark thoughts. But at the same time, I know I'm not alone with the listeners or individuals out there, but, quote, in the leadership of the truth movement, patriot movement, liberal movement, conservative movement, I've studied all of the stuff these people put out, and very few get the really big picture.
You're right. You're right. I talk to people about it all the time, and they just do not get it.
Well, I mean, even people that think they get it's the point I'm making. Is that they don't have a kind of a wide spectrum analysis, or they're so limited they don't see the big picture.
I know. I know. And, you know, what we really need to do is duplicate you times a million to get this word out. I mean, so many people.
A million toad-like creatures.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine you everywhere. It would make a big impact on people. When they hear it, they think you're nuts. But when they see it, the whole attitude changes. You know, and that's the thing. There's so many people that are blind to what's really going on out there that it's, you know, even me. I mean, you know, after 9/11, I paid a real close attention. But when I came across these theories, I thought it was impossible. No, not in the United States, not in America. It's impossible. Until I woke up and I looked at the evidence. And just, you know, you can't dispute what you see. It's basic common sense of most of the stuff that's out there. But it's stuff you'll never see on the television.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. You know, the big thing I see as the greatest threat facing us is the unchecked, out-of-control genetic engineering that's going on. The cross-species splicing of plant-animal together. The admissions that it's giving rise to superviruses and superbacteria that are already among us. And you look at all the bad spin-off side effects of things that were primitive, like antibiotics, or things along those lines. And then you start trying to magnify what it's going to do, all the things they're engaging in. The world really is out of control. The globalists control the world financial system. They think they're in control. But when you really get down to brass tacks of what they're doing, they are out of control. Out of control. But don't worry, they're going to have a checkpoint to search your car to make sure your driver's license is in order.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, here is a clip. I don't know why I get into this detail, but most of the stuff you see on local ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, local affiliates, they're prepackaged. The video is prepackaged. The teleprompter text is prepackaged. It's important to understand this was a national program. But they had the local anchors read off the teleprompter as the video played. Fred Cantu and Sheila Mathers. And I Googled this 3-4 years ago, the headline, and found it in every CBS affiliate in the country. So a lot of times you think it's the local anchors you, quote, trust, because Americans don't trust national anchors, but they tend to trust locals. Those locals are like puppets, folks. They're just repeating what was put in their mouth about half the time, and almost always if it's a national story. Again, why can't locals report on national stories from their own position? Because they might do a story about mercury being bad. But if it's all the medical stuff is handed down from CBS Broadcast Center, literally founded by the Central Intelligence Agency, you're going to have control. So listen carefully. They say mercury-containing vaccines help your brain.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. It's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mathers.
mercury containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, now here is a more recent one. There's a whole bunch of these. Here's a more recent one about how poison in food and lead in toys is good for America, and how dare you criticize it.
About inflation, that's another interesting point, because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
And then they responded. You can go watch the longer clip online on MSNBC. That was the CNBC financial contributor. That lady worked for CNBC. And they responded to her like that was a normal statement. And by the way, she was told to say that. See, they're testing now. They're testing with the absurd right now. And a lot of the public are going, hey, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. No more warrants are good. Lead is good. Mercury is good. Open borders are good. And so they've just, I mean, it's like Fox News. I've been sent clips. We can't even play here now on their overnight show where they're talking about all forms of disgusting, things I can't even mention here on air. And it's all sex. And it's for all these poor people with Alzheimer's, literally getting Alzheimer's, who are just watching that so they get to shake their heads at all of it. It's all programming. And they're just doing it. And then they have morning shows where they say torture people to death. It's good. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, folks, that's about you. See, as soon as you accept that, you know, the old-fashioned fuddy-duddies who built this country could march up a hill and all of them get killed but just a couple, or they could drag through the snow giant guns off a mountaintop they took and literally walk 20 miles a day through the snow, leaving a bloody track behind them. You can't do that. But they get real freaked out and upset over somebody saying they were going to spy on them. They get real freaked out and upset over somebody telling them mercury was good for them. They get real freaked out and upset over somebody coming after their guns. And you tell them, oh, just be reasonable. All these neocons that are always pushing, losing our rights. It's no big deal. We're not losing any of our freedoms. Oh, come on, it's reasonable. You haven't lost all your rights. Come on. See, it's always that attitude. Bob in Florida. Bob in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Bob again. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
So one of the questions I had for you was, how did you get into this? How did you stumble across all this information? Obviously, you've been doing it a long time.
What do you mean, Bob, again? Were you still on hold?
I was talking to you.
I'm going to let you go, sir. I don't control hanging up on the phone calls because I'm down here in Texas. They're up in Minnesota. It's like doing a remote every day. And I'm not mad at you. I just am really sick, and I got a really bad headache and fever, and I just can't handle it. Okay, I thought I'd already been to that caller. How did I get into this? Here's another thing. I've got to do a frequently asked questions on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because I probably get that 5-10 times a week. And things you get asked over and over again become pet peeves. But who cares how I got involved, you know? Anyways, I probably shouldn't even be on the air today, folks. Sorry if I'm sounding rude. I really get sick of telling that story. Richard in Denver, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I probably shouldn't be on the air either. I got the sinus thing happening to me, too, and I wanted to, on that note, recommend chopping up some lemons and putting them in boiling water, throw a towel over it, and inhale those vapors, because it'll clear out the sinus stuff. But that's just a homeopathic remedy. I know there's no big drug involved or anything, but it actually works really well.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, those guys that say that that you know we aren't losing all our rights, we still have our rights. Well, they're partially correct. We still have the Third Amendment, and so no soldier can come and stay in my house, by God, and that's still in effect.
Actually, that's not the case in New Orleans and surrounding areas. And if you watch Marine Corps training drills, which are for here in the U.S., they make a point of training to take over people's homes and kick you out.
Amazing. I can't believe it. So the Third is gone, too. That's incredible.
Well, they specifically train, the government trains to attack and overturn the Bill of Rights. That's their main enemy. NORTHCOM and the U.S. military's main enemy is the American people.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the amendments, and you know, I went through all of them. I know that the Fifth Amendment due process went out during the war on drugs when they started seizing people's property without any... any trials whatsoever.
Yeah, no judge, no jury. And then it came out, the Dallas Police Department, thousands of times, would just pull over a nice car, throw a bag of chalk in the back, and they would just take it. And then the officers were living in $3 million homes. It's a great new system.
And they
take Seattle. Take Seattle. In the finest area of town, more than half the bars are owned by cops, because the cops will sell each other crack. Now, they don't even sell it to something, and then they take the bar, and then the cops own it themselves. But go ahead.
Well, there it is. That's exactly, and now they're doing it on prostitution thing. I mean, they've expanded that to where if you get caught doing any number of crimes, they'll take your car. And it goes on and on. I mean, you know, just listening to you, I had a couple other quick things, you know, about the mercury and about people saying, well, genetically modified organisms are not a problem. This is good for us. You know, Monsanto keeps telling us this. And those are the people that gave us DDT and Agent Orange and all the rest of that. You know, we have one in, 166 children now have autism. I mean, that is just unbelievable.
No, sir, that number's 3 years old. It's now 1 in 75.
Oh, my God.
From 1 in 2000, yeah.
Well, I don't have time to keep up on all of it, but I do want you to know something, and maybe this will hearten you a little bit, Alex. I'm going out to buy my first shotgun for myself and one for my son today. Even though I'm not feeling well,
good.
I'm going to go out and, you know, I'm one of these old liberal, you know, anti-gun types from a long time. I mean, I kind of subscribe to Einstein's philosophy that you can't simultaneously prepare for war and prepare and promote peace.
No, I understand, but this is a phenomenon of quote liberals going out and arming themselves.
Well, my son pointed out to me, and quite rightly so, that it is my duty as a citizen to be armed. It's not because I'm worried about somebody breaking into my house or anything like that. It's because it's my duty as a citizen of the United States of America to have a weapon. And so I'm going to do this as a civic duty. And it is a message to my government that they've gone too far. And they continue to go too far. And I would encourage anybody that doesn't have a weapon to go out and buy one.
I agree, and God bless you. Good to hear from you. Be sure and go out and take a training seminar with that shotgun. And the main thing is go over safety over and over again, but I'm sure your son's professional and smart about it. But just always keep it aimed at the ground and go out and shoot it over and over again until you get familiar with it. It's really no big deal. Hollywood gives you this image of a 12-gauge as this big, powerful thing that, you know, the old lady pulls the trigger and she flies back through the wall. The key is you just pull that butt of that gun into your shoulder, and it's nothing. I mean, I've seen people freaking out shooting 7mm magnums and, you know, the super high-powered rifles and 50 cals, and I don't know what they're talking about. As long as you pull that sucker into your shoulder, it does nothing. Now, if you take a high-powered rifle and you hold that thing about a centimeter off your shoulder, it is going to knock the living tar out of you. But, I mean, 50 cal with no padding, just pushes, just nothing. So there's a lot of other myths out there, too. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 20th, 2007. Gold, $7.97.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $8.21.20, $4.04.75 for half, $2.02.38 for quarter. That's $8.21.20, $4.04.75, and $2.02.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, when I grow up, I want to be an inventor.
Oh, no, little girl, not that. Not in Utah. You could end up like Paul Pantone.
Who is Pantone?
Paul Pantone invented a wonderful system called GEET to double or triple gas mileage and reduce car pollution by over 90%. Many people are experimenting with it all over the world today.
Wow.
Then Paul refused to sell control of GEET to some very bad men, so you know what they did?
What, Santa?
They conspired with more bad men in court to destroy Paul and swipe GEET anyway. They lied about Pantone and framed him for securities fraud.
Oh, dear.
His lawyer sold out and said Paul was crazy. Then Judge Royal Hansen was bad and sent Paul Pantone to the Utah State Mental Hospital. Hansen ordered Paul to take deadly drugs that also ruin his thinking. Hansen even refused to let Paul have the good lawyer Paul's friends found to help save him.
Santa, isn't everyone supposed to have the lawyer they want?
Judge Royal Hansen doesn't think so.
Oh, my!
So Paul got an appeal and refused to take the bad drugs. The people at the state hospital didn't like that and treated Paul very badly. They made him walk on a broken foot for over a year. They drilled into his teeth and didn't feel them. He was even strapped into a chair with very little pain medicine as the dentist drilled. Many teeth rotted, fell out, or broke in half. Paul caught a deadly disease called hepatitis C. The hospital didn't give Paul any medicine to treat it. So Paul Pantone, the inventor who tried to help everyone, now spends every day an innocent prisoner in pain, dying from neglect and abuse at the Utah State Hospital.
Santa!
Yes, child?
Will you send a lump of coal for Christmas to the people who did this?
That's a very good idea.
Can I send a lump of coal, too?
For more information on what you can do, see www.geetfriends.net. That's www.geetfriends.net. Or call 510-594-4338. That's 510-594-4338.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Short segment, long segment coming up with Daniel Estulin. Daniel, we're going to get off the Ron Paul thing here in a minute, but obviously now we've got to do an article at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com, because I brought this up 6 months ago to the congressman, and he said, yeah, if I get big enough, if this movement gets big enough, that was already exponentially growing then. He saw where the trajectory was going. He said they've killed a lot of people. He said they've shot a lot of people. That's a real danger. And coming from you, who's not a man of rumors, this is a big concern. So if they're not scared of him getting killed and causing an explosion in the freedom movement, why then are these intelligence agents upset? Because they like Ron Paul, or because they see it as evil, or they didn't tell you?
Oof. I think, Alex, more than anything else, the intelligence people are patriots. I know a lot of them. You probably know quite a few as well. And as you know, the people who join the intelligence community, more than anything else, they love their country and they want to serve their country. And what they're seeing, you know, with the Bilderbergers and such, is this creation of a global network of giant cartels, more powerful than any nation on the planet, destined to control the necessities of life of the rest of humanity who do not work for the country and do not represent our and their interests, which is why they're so absolutely paranoid of what might happen if this man gets eliminated, because, again, we have to do something now. We're at the end of the end. This isn't the beginning of the end. Unless we can do something over a very short term, the window of opportunity to get this world back is closing rapidly.
Let's explain that. They are monopoly men. I've got Aaron Dykes coming in for like 5 minutes later because he's just written a big article about, we know Rick Perry went to Bilderberg. Now the mainstream news is talking about him being Giuliani's running mate. They're both involved. Giuliani's over the North American Union highway system. His law firm literally has the contract with Centra, with the roads being handed over. These are the we see the corporate interlocking structures literally stepping into the positions of government administration. I mean, they're openly taking over. Can you speak to that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at the oligarchy, which is basically essentially a private criminal enterprise, which stretches across the globe, operating through a network of government agencies, private institutions, and both publicly owned and private corporations and financial institutions. Now, this extended network, and you and I have talked about this before, stretches all the way back to the Middle Ages. Again, this is what used to be called the family's fondi or funds. You know, oligarchical families and their monies pooled together for maximum effect and deployed through a network of financial institutions which hide their origins from the unsuspecting public. And again, unless people see it, they don't believe it, which is what the mass media entertainment has done to us. And they will laugh in our face, the people, because they can't see that beyond the reality of a television set, there is another reality, far more terrifying and far more real. And that is what you and I have been doing, trying to get this reality out.
How do you see this collision playing out? Because the globalists now recognize that they're facing more and more opposition, but they seem to be accelerating their program.
Well, I think, again, Alex, you know, to go back to the tried and true cliche, I think it's the people who are leading this fight. And the European Constitution, which was actually, it's not a constitution, it's a watered-down version of a constitution, was signed yesterday, I believe, in Lisbon. It only goes to show you that they couldn't, you know, ram it through, you know, the Europeans, because the French and the Dutch said absolutely no. So what they've done is they've created another version which basically bypasses people's votes and goes right to the technocrats and their opinion-making.
Well, that's dictatorial system. That's dictatorship right there.
Well, you know, if you read the European press, what they're basically telling you is they're selling it as that we are very, very lucky, we the people in Europe, that we don't have to worry about these trivial, tried little, you know, piddly things such as the Constitution, and we could just go on and do our things and let the bureaucrats and the politicians take care of all these other things which we supposedly don't want anything to do with. Of course, that is not exactly the case, because, again, the European Constitution, or whatever this document that they're calling it is, it has destroyed the concept of nation states. It has destroyed the concept of national constitutions, because now, as of this very moment, the European Constitution takes precedence over every other constitution in Europe in times of political crisis. And you and I know how easy it is to orchestrate a crisis of choosing.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, how obvious is this, how they created Europe by stealth? Now they're fully getting rid of the last vestiges of national sovereignty and any liberty or transparency. It's the same thing they're doing with the American Union. I want you to talk about, as you did on Coast to Coast AM a month ago with me and George, about how they've already got Blackwater up there running security in Canada. The merger is already happening with our guest, Daniel Estulin, his new book, published in the U.S.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
We just played a little bit of my interview with Daniel Estulin while I was trying to get my throat back in order to go on air. Again, why am I doing the show while I've got a really bad sore throat and earaches? Who knows why? I mean, really, because the Second Amendment is under big-time attack, and it is the 20th day of December 2007. We got Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman joining us coming up in the next hour. For those that don't know, Congress slams the Second Amendment, passes a huge expansion of federal gun control onto anybody who's ever had post-traumatic stress disorder, anybody who's ever had ADHD, all these fake disorders. They create hundreds a year. Literally, one year they create like 150 new ones. They got lots of disorders for not trusting authority or questioning the government. That's mental illness now. We're all mentally ill. You don't like your mercury pills? You're insane. We really are living in complete and total la-la land. I've got some other important reports here. Karl Rove worried about Ron Paul momentum. That's an interesting story up on the site. Also, experts say world population will explode by 2025 with influx of megacities of 10 million people or more. The Taj Mahal is saying they're not going to accept American dollars anymore because they're too debased in value. They will only accept the rupee. See, no longer the world reserve currency, now dying. But you tell the average arrogant yuppie that, they just snicker at you and go, yeah. They think sneering is half the battle. FBI agents skip court orders to spy on cell phone users. Wired magazine, they're just now getting around to telling everybody that they don't use warrants in regular cases either. Of course they don't. Whoever told you they did? So, also FBI now admits to evidence used to connect Oswald to Kennedy assassination was bogus. Karl Rove, he's not just worried about Ron Paul, he's worried about Iran. And there's another top CIA agent saying the U.S. and Israel are still considering hitting Iran before the next election. And I think that's still on the table, though globally it's very unpopular, and though they're trying to de-escalate in some quarters, Israel's saying they may go ahead and hit Iran. If Iran as much as fires a BB gun back at them, the defense treaty with Israel will kick in. The media will say, how dare Iran fire back as their country's bombed into oblivion. See, where's common sense gone, too? A lot of Americans will say, how dare them Iranians fire back? I've never. And you'll say, well, where is Iran on the map? And they'll say, right there, and point at Australia. It's that island right there. They're the ones that did it with them kangaroos. I got a story here by Kurt Nemo that's excellent that I will cover. Borg Hive Mind Technology, now nearly Main Street. So that's some of what's coming up. You know, I guess callers thought I was going to rebroadcast. I was actually throwing a fit. So if you would like to call back in on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And just have your question and comment ready when we go to you, because I'm kind of in pea brain mode today. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And we'll take some of your phone calls. Coming up the next hour, Congress slams Second Amendment. Again, the U.S. Congress has approved the first major gun control legislation in more than a decade, broadening background checks. It's really federal registration. And adding anyone who's, quote, been troubled, any type of psychological designation, which they hand out like lollipops when you got your hair cut when you were a kid. It's just, oh, you're this, you're that, you've got this problem, you've got that problem. Oh, this is great. I get these happy pills for no reason. And it's all paid for by my insurance. Yeah, it's paid for by your insurance, Mac. You're being sucked in. You're being institutionalized. You're being brought in to the control grid. Before I go to some of your calls, I just want to briefly mention that we do have PrisonPlanet.tv. And for 15 cents a day, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly membership, $5.95 a month, or get the yearly membership during the month of December. We have a special going, a super sale, 5.3 months, over 5 months free of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can download or stream download Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the Global Master Plan to Exterminate 80% of the Population, completely documented and super high quality. You can burn it to disc or DVD and give it to friends and family. Of course, there's also Terror Storm. First and second edition is up there. All of my other films, the other 15 films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my weekly TV reports. We put up two reports this week, two more going up next week. There is just so much at PrisonPlanet.tv. In April, it'll be 4 years of operation of PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, who should I go to first here? Skip in California. You're on the air, Skip.
Hey, I just saw a film on Google Video called Fiat Empire, and I want to suggest that you start carrying it because it's basically a documentary version of The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul and G. Everett Griffin are in there, so definitely a good film to add to your library.
Fiat Empire.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to say, the biggest thing to get the word out is that I've seen so far at the Ron Paul meetup groups. Members of my group have taken copies of Freedom to Fascism and gone to the Republican groups in the area. And when they showed up at these meetings, some of the members will laugh and say, oh, you like Ron Paul? That's crazy. Well, then they've given them copies of Freedom to Fascism and said, well, I tell you what, just watch this. If you don't agree, then I won't go to the meeting and I won't come here anymore. And now some of those people in the Republican groups are members of our group.
Well, that's what's so great about this Ron Paul revolution that's happening right now. It comes at the perfect time as people are more angry and disgruntled and upset with the system than ever. And so there's tens of thousands of these meetup groups that have formed, hundreds of thousands of members, and you can go on and form local groups to defend the Second Amendment or form local groups to defend the national sovereignty against the border invaders. There is so much we can do, and now is the time.
That's right. I just wanted to throw an idea out there. One of the ideas that we came up with at my group was for $70 around there, you can get a remote-controllable blimp. And what we want to do is start getting those, decorate them like the Ron Paul blimp, and then take them to different farmers markets or wherever you campaign for Ron Paul and fly it around. It'll get the attention of kids that see it will want to try it out, and you know, maybe some of their parents will come over and talk to you about Ron Paul. But I also thought, what a great way to go to like any kind of a rally for Giuliani or Fred Thompson or something and have Ron Paul blimp there. It's just going to attract attention to us.
And you're talking about they've even got the little ones, but they're still like, you know, 8-9 feet long that you can just pump up with helium and then run up at any event.
Yep. Good idea, I think.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I appreciate your call, my friend. Mark in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, I just wanted to read something to you. I had come across somebody slamming Ron Paul on on YouTube. And so I wrote him a little letter, and I said, hey, you know, this guy's defending your Constitution, giving you the right to say these things, you know. And he went ahead and emailed me back, and he says, you say all these things, but you fail to see the idea of a one-world government, despite many people suffering during the current economic slowdown crisis. I actually predicted it and have made a lot of money from it. Then he goes on to say that he can't wait for a disaster or something to happen so he can have more years of Bush-Cheney, and he wants to see us go to war with Iran and Syria. And then he signed it that he's a banker, Lawrence Silverstein, in New York.
Yeah, I've seen that individual out on the web. I think that's a pun, or I think it's like kind of a tongue-in-cheek deal where they go out and say outrageous things in the name of Larry Silverstein.
Yeah.
There's actually a website doing that, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because he's saying things like Ron Paul hates Jews and stuff like that. I just thought that's, you know, definitely.
Yeah, no, I know the website. It's fake. It's analyzing in a white supremacist who is, because he writes all the stuff like he's an Israeli, and it's just off the top crazy. And it's no way it's real. Thanks for the call. But I'm glad you called about it, though, because I've looked at it and analyzed it. Very outrageous. It's a Ron Paul supporter and probably a white supremacist. I've got an idea who it is, too. I haven't looked up who it's registered with, but I bet I know. Bob in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes.
Hi.
Alex.
Uh-huh. Hmm? Can I help you, sir?
Yes. Is this Alex Jones?
Yes, sure is, uh-huh.
Oh, yes. For a minute there, it sounded like I lost the connection. I was on a cell phone.
Okay, well, listen, Bob in Arizona, you are definitely on air, I assure you.
I want to thank you and Ron Paul for the wonderful work that you're doing. And I've been keeping you, Alex, and your family in my prayers just so some of those goon squads doesn't come after you and cause you some trouble.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because I know the kind of evil that they are. They're nasty. They're just, they wouldn't hesitate in killing any of us. They dress in basic black. What does that tell you? Right out of 1938. You know, so it's, It's just terrifying. And the question that I wanted to ask, I saw the interview last night with Ron Paul on, he was on Glenn Beck, and I was amazed at how Glenn Beck seems to be turning around. Maybe he's seen some
of
your movies.
He's always done that. It's pure deception.
It is. Well, boy, it was a fantastic interview, though. I mean, it was really, you got to hear Ron Paul actually speak for a change instead of getting cut off. And I agree totally with what he's saying. He's a smart man. I just pray to God he doesn't get himself killed. You know, it's just, when somebody's out there speaking the truth, you know, it's just, so I'm keeping you and Ron Paul and your family in my prayers. And just go get them, Alex, and just don't let up until we win.
You too, my friend. Good to hear from you. I have no doubt that I'd be in prison or dead if it wasn't for your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm very thankful for all of those. And I'm very thankful to all of our sponsors, listeners, affiliates, everybody. Good old John Harmon running the show. Trey Kincaid producing here in Austin, Texas. Everybody in my office, Mike Nelson and Weldon and Aaron and Rob and Amanda. So many other people, Michelle. The Watsons, Dwayne, everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Olive in California. Olive, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Mr. Alex Jones. I just wanted to let you know that I've been listening for a little while, and I am a practicing witch, and you talk a lot about the occult because of its involvement with the New World Order, and I wanted to just throw out there the actual definition of magic by Aleister Crowley. And
it means anything hidden.
Huh?
Anything hidden.
Anything hidden? What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean the occult means hidden.
Yes, yes. The actual definition of occult means mystery or hidden knowledge. But the word magic, as defined by Aleister Crowley, is a science and art of causing change to occur the conformity with will, as, you know, your own personal will, and using means not currently understood by traditional Western science. And in going with that, I also saw an article that your people have posted about George Bush going back to the tomb and talking about the skull and crossbones. And I also wanted to comment on the fact that there is an ancient tradition of the skull and crossbones, and I just wanted to let other people know about that and how I feel as a witch that they are using certain symbols and certain things as in a perverse way to get to their means and hurting people, and
So you're taking the white path, and they're doing the dark thing. And that's what you are saying.
Well, yeah, and the other day when you were talking about lesser magic and about, you know, white magic and black magic and how there needs to be a balance, and I do agree.
No,
with
that's
that.
What the New World Order says.
Okay. I just wanted to throw out there that the skull and crossbones has been used for a very long time as a symbol of ancient crossroads and crossing over and ancestral worship and giving homage to your ancestors. And reading the article and seeing that the individuals in the skull and crossbones were kissing and the skulls, I mean, that's a very sacred act that they are using in a way that I feel that they do not understand, and taking this power and using it to their own means to destroy everything that we hold dear. And I just wanted to put that out
there. But, I mean, do you know what Aleister Crowley did to his son?
Yeah, I mean, he was not a good person, and he is actually a controversy within the Wiccan and pagan community because of the fact that of all this knowledge that he brought, but he was just such a horrible person. He used to beat his own servants, and to say somebody, do what thy will but harm none, and him turn around and not walk the walk of what he had just said.
He said, do as thou wilt, that is the whole of the law. That's some added baloney that liberals today add to what he said. He didn't say harm none.
Well, yeah, that's Gardnerian and Alexandrian right there. But, yeah, I'm just a little nervous talking because so many people...
My point is, Aleister Crowley was extremely wicked. And I get people you know, who are into the occult and the rest of it, saying, well, I'm a good person and I'm into helping people, and you shouldn't say that our roots are in human sacrifice. Every major pagan movement, from even Midwestern Indians, Native Americans, to the Aztecs, to the Druids, different populations.
I completely agree with
they
that.
All that's sacrifice people. They all sacrifice people, and I'm telling you, the New World Order, in their own writings, believes in this and believes that there are too many people and they need to kill 80% of us.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that's a beautiful thing they're doing, and I don't think it's beautiful at all.
And I agree with you. I think that that's completely horrible. And there's a common idea within the Wiccan community that, yes, there are too many people in the world, and that, you know, the earth needs to be treated better, and the only way that can happen
well,
is...
Well, stay there. I want to hear what you have to say, but I don't want to cut you off. We got the break here. We'll be right back with more of your calls. We got Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman coming up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play.
Hopefully I'll be better tomorrow and back in the saddle. We replayed a little clip of Escalon earlier, because I meant to mention that he will be back on tomorrow live from Spain with more intel on the higher circles of the New World Order discussing what would happen if they killed Ron Paul. Let's go back to Olive, and then we'll go to James and others that are patiently holding. Olive, listen, I'm not here to bash Catholics or Protestants any more than I'm here to bash people that are openly into, you know, old-time religion, as you guys like to call it, all that pagan stuff. I mean, most of these mainline Christian churches are pagan themselves. I am a Christian, and I do believe in, you know, Jesus. They can put out movies and claim it's, you know, just a repeat of earlier gods and all the rest of it. All I know is the people I've ever been around who are into the occult are a bunch of power-hungry, grasping, unhappy, scamming ne'er-do-wells. And I ran into it repeatedly when I was growing up. And I just know the New World Order is into it. And I know so many people who claim that they're into goodness and good magic and all this stuff, but then they're always big fans of Aleister Crowley, who, if you ask me, was just a big nerd. Needed to be slapped upside the head. And so, you know, I mean, that's basically just what it comes down to, is that I'm not here bashing people or attacking people or even trying to judge people. I just, I tend to agree with what Anton LaVey said, and he was, and I don't like Anton LaVey, by the way. I'm saying I agree with what he said about there's no difference. I mean, if you're going to be into this stuff, you might as well just go all the way, because it's all part of the same system. And then you talk about balance. Well, that's how they get you over into openly, you know, I mean, a world of a bunch of self-centered people doing as thou wilt and feeding on other people and getting off on the power of dominating other people, it's hellish. And that's the ultimate expression of the New World Order. I mean, they're such control freaks, they want to kill the majority of us to control the future. But just go ahead.
Well, what I think is really interesting as from some of the point of views of Wicca is that when I lie, and because I'm human, that's going to happen. And I don't feel ashamed of it, but I do not like the fact that I have the potential to hurt people. The devil did not make me do that. I lied. I had the power to do that, and I chose to do that. Now, I don't necessarily like myself when that happens or when I think bad thoughts about other people, but I have taken that power away from some other demigod or the devil, the Christian devil, and have put that upon myself. And when I do,
but you say the Christian devil, don't you worship the horned god of the forest?
That would be Pan. And the Christian devil was created by the Catholic Church in order to.
No, there were always devil. There was,
okay.
There's always been the devil.
Yeah.
I mean that'd be Pluto, mm-hmm. or I mean there's a lot of different
manifestations.
Yeah, exactly. Same god. Hades with the Greeks, Pluto with the Romans. I mean, there's always a devil. There's always a god that likes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah, but the god created devil.
The God created devil. Whereas
God
you just believe
everything. He also created the devil.
But I mean, do you believe that, or do you or do you believe just the horn god's just the male manifestation of
Correct.
God?
Is the male manifestation of the great
yeah.
source of life.
Well, hey, it's interesting talking to you. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.